This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is David Schweikert, who is the congressman-elect from Arizona's 5th Congressional District. He's a Republican who knocked off two-term Democrat Harry Mitchell in November's midterm elections. He's been to Washington now as part of his freshman orientation, and he'll take office in early January. And Mr. Schweikert, thank you so much for being with us.
Very happy to be here.
Well, let's first of all talk about the reason you ran for office, and that was mainly over fiscal responsibility, or the lack of it, as you saw here in Washington. What have you seen since the election that either clarifies what you believe needs to be done in the next couple of years or makes you believe we might be on the right track?
Well, you know, I'm one of those who's been a long-term deficit hawk. You know, it's been one of those things that's been scaring me for a long time. And I'm just been overjoyed with meeting this new Republican freshman class. Imagine the experience of walking into a room. These are all newly elected people from very different walks of life. And they're all basically saying the same thing. Our constituents sent us here to deal with the financial crisis. And that is the, you know, the growth of the debt and the scale of the unfunded liabilities this country has.
In terms of what you're seeing now in this tax cut compromise that Republican leaders and the president like, a lot of rank-and-file Democrats don't, and even a lot of conservative Republicans say it's still too much spending that's not offset, how do you look at this deal?
Well, and it's a combination of all sorts of things that are wrong. You know, and I'm not an elected member yet. I don't get that honor till January 5th. But if we're agreeing that our mission for both Republicans and Democrats is we need to create, you know, incentivized job growth, and you know, we need, you know, the investment money, capital to start flowing back into our economy, why would you only extend the tax cuts for 2 years? You know, if you're really trying to create visibility for long-term capital investments that grow an economy, I mean, it's almost like we have a bunch of folks here that didn't show up to their first-year econ class.
In terms of what you think can be accomplished in the new reality as it exists starting on January 5th, a Democratic president, a democratically controlled Senate, but with better Republican numbers, and a Republican majority in the House, how much progress do you think can be made on reducing spending, not just reducing the expansion of spending, as has been the practice here, but actually slashing spending and making a real difference?
I think you're going to see some terrific discipline and some very tough decisions coming out of the House. I believe we've heard the message from the voters. That's what this freshman class is about. And a lot of the senior leadership is also marching in the same direction. How this Senate is going to work, what our president will do, from my view of the world, it's unknowable. All we can do is what's right, what's fiscally sound. But it means we're going to really have to go up and down discretionary spending. And there's a lot of it that's there today that won't be there a year from now.
There's obviously been a big debate within the Democratic Party this week, mainly between the president and a lot of the liberal rank-and-file members of his party, about the best possible deal and pursuing what was promised and pursuing what would actually be the best possible scenario. Flip that over to the Republican side in terms of legislation coming down the pike, on especially on fiscal issues, but across the board. Do you see yourself as more of, let's get the best possible deal, or there are certain principles that have to be adhered to get us out of this mess?
Yeah, I'm one of those that you compromise if it's rational, but you never compromise on principles. And I am one of those who views my country as being in a devastatingly difficult financial position, and the excessive spending is what's put us in that position. So I'm going to be one of those guys that's pretty darn tough on spending that's not absolutely crucial.
In terms of what you hope to specifically have accomplished, are there any specific pieces of legislation, things you want to target for spending reductions, or even away from fiscal discipline, whether it's national security, social issues, other things that you want to get your sleeves rolled up on right away?
You know, we all have our areas of expertise, and I have a powerful interest in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You know, functioning secondary mortgage markets are crucial to having healthy economic growth from where I'm from, which is outside Phoenix. I represent Scottsdale and Tempe, Arizona. And home values and the number of foreclosures is really devastating to a lot of families in my state. so I think it's a wise thing to take my financial background, get to work on Fannie and Freddie, and let's see if we can get our secondary markets in private hands and get them working again.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. We look forward to chatting with you again once you get to the Capitol.
Very happy to be here.
Thank you, sir. Arizona Congressman-elect David Schweikert from the Grand Canyon State's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.